That was a 14-minute epic from the latest from Inhuman Form. That was called All Is Occulted by Swaths of Ego off their album Opening of the Eye by the Death of the Eye.
Think about it.
So again, that was the latest from Inhuman Form. Before that, we had the latest from Sounds of the Fallen. That was Once Said, just a single that they put out. We have one more song, one more new song to get to. And then we'll play a couple bands you can see this week. We have a band still to get to that sent us. I'm sorry, no. As well as Sounds of the Fallen sent us that song once. No, they didn't. I'm getting all confused. I told you I was off today. Shine and Shake Off the Rust. Sounds of the Fallen, that was new stuff. We have one song to get to still from a band that sent me some music to play.
It was Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, you know. All right, so now we're going to do our second week of the Melrose Police Blotter.
Yeah.
It's always highly entertaining. So
yeah.
This is where I tend to give Matt start the crime, and then he finishes what happens or what the true story was. But actually, this is, again, this is what I'm going to have you guess. This just reminded me
of... Well, do we want to like tell people, like, last week some guy got the cops called on him because he was waiting for the bus?
So the first week, yeah, this is what happens with Melrose. If you're suspiciously waiting for the bus, you may get the cops called
Keep
on you.
Keep your head on a swivel.
Or if you're changing your tire,
yeah,
and you call the cops, and
yeah,
like, some dude is messing with a car.
See something, say something.
And so, yeah, here we go. This is, this was, I'm not going to have you fill in the blank here, but this reminded me of you and your hatchet incident. On Monday, November 28th, an East Fox Street resident reported hearing a suspicious noise in the basement. Police responded and said there was nothing down there.
Damn it. But then the guy, like, filled his basement full of buckshot. That's the thing. That's, like, one of the reasons why I'm afraid to own a gun, is because I walk around my house like, someone's in the house.
With weapons.
Someone's in the house. I know it.
All right. So, actually, these ones aren't very fun in terms of game-wise, but they're just entertaining clips. So, next, on Thursday, December 1st, someone living in the high-rise at 910 Main Street. Wasn't the 900 block of Main Street one of the places 2 weeks ago that was always...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like...
Want to know why?
It's like the Bridgewater
Triangle.
It's like the Bridgewater Triangle or something like that. Yeah, the Merrill's-Wakefield border. All right, someone living in the high-rise at 910 Main Street was reportedly stuck in an elevator around 8:10 a.m.
Ugh. What a nightmare.
I've been stuck in an elevator.
Have you?
It is kind of a nightmare.
I hate it. I hate the concept of it.
It's annoying.
There was a 5-minute YouTube video of a guy stuck in an elevator, and I'm like, no, skip.
Gross. All right. So that was an exciting call to the police.
Yeah.
Friday, December 2nd, a dog reportedly in distress on Greenleaf Place could not be located by police around 11:15 p.m.
Dog in distress?
A dog in distress. So how does this get reported?
You would say lost
dog. Is a dog panicking? Does somebody see the dog and assume it's in distress?
What happened
was... Where did it go?
The dog was high and he got lost and he was like super stoned.
He was prematurely celebrating the laws.
Don't do it, dog. It's not passed.
I don't even know what Greenleaf Place is.
I don't either. I think it's near Wakefield.
Probably is. Not quite Greenwood. You got to get to the Greenleaf first.
Right.
All right. And then Sunday, December 4th.
Yeah, in distress means like... That's how you would pick
Could
up,
be
like
pacing around, like in the
yeah, like if you were like in Central Square and there was a guy like talking to himself and raving and stuff, you're like, oh, that guy's in distress. But a dog is just a dog. He's just living.
Yeah. But oh, by the way, a lot of identity theft this year this week in Melrose.
I hate to hear it.
Kind of terrifying. All right, then Sunday, December 4th, people were spoken to about the noise they were making around 8:50 p.m.
That was me. I was watching the wrestling anime.
I was going to say, I feel like people might do that listening to the show. They're like, strange noises coming from the radio. I think you should investigate.
I don't know if you know this, but there's a 15-minute song. I won't call the police.
Think they were singing about the devil?
It was too long.
That's all I got this week.
Thank you.
So,
Melrose Police Blotter.
Mean Streets of Melrose. I mean, there's a lot of calls. Kind of lame calls.
I'll tell you this. I almost had a police blotter incident driving to work the other day because going on Route 1, so I leave early. I was like on the road at like 6:30. Going Route 1 north past, what's the old people restaurant? The Continental. And someone got on from like the Walnut Street part of like where Lynn and just started driving the wrong way into oncoming traffic.
Because you hear about that happening and like people dying. Like, how does that happen?
There's parts of Route 1 like up near Peabody where it's like when it's so dark that you can't see the turn in for like some of the ramps and you're just like, whoops, I'm going the wrong way now. So there you go.
That's horrific.
Terrifying.
All right. So we got Brutal and Not Brutal coming up. That's that segment. We really need a top of the hour segment that's going to like really be long lasting. It's kind of a wild card right now. We've had Pig Squeal of the Week.
Yeah.
We've had the Police Blotter. We had 1 week of brunch.
Yeah. I don't like
brunch
that.
Review.
I couldn't do anything with it.
So we're still working this the segment out.
Pig squeal.
That's your pig squeal of the week.
Pig squeal of the
week. Brought to you by Matt Mastromaro.
You're welcome.
So we're going to play one last new song for you. It is a David Bowie cover from Nomad Stones. It is the cover of Scary Monsters and Super Creeps from a EP they got called Neighborhood Bird Dispute. Much like a stressed dog dispute, I would imagine. And then we got a couple other songs coming up, including the band that I mentioned, or I alluded to, Onera. They sent us some music this week to play. So we'll get to that. A couple bands you can see this week. And then we still have the black metal song of the week to come.
Yes.
And again, Brutal Not Brutal coming up around 9:30. So here are Nomad Stones. Again, David Bowie cover. You're listening to Brutal Brunch, WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
She didn't want the way she knew. This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Brewer Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard Il Mostro with Like Shadows from their album One. And you can see those guys at O'Brien's next Saturday night, the 17th. Before that, we had Onera with Cold Hands Caress from their disc Old. Those guys sent me some tracks to play, so we went with that one. And one of the bands that So one of the members is from Haverhill, and partly a, I don't know if it was him or another one, but a band from, or a member from the band Cortez, which I thought was still around, going strong, but maybe not. We'll have to look into that. But also another good band, Cortez. Anyway, that was Onera, again, with Cold Hands Caress, and we kicked off that little set with Nomad Stones and their cover of David Bowie's Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. That's off their Neighborhood Bird Dispute EP. And now it would be time for Brutal or Not Brutal. So for those of you unfamiliar who missed us last week, this is a segment where we go through some news items from the from recent history, and we say whether or not they're brutal. And brutal, of course, being some metal slang for stuff that is really like heavy and legit metal, true cult.
The true cult.
But it's also just kind of general slang for stuff that's cool or good. So let me see. Where do you want to start here? Let's start off with your boy, Charlie Baker.
Yeah.
Making some unilateral 9C budget cuts.
You're fired up about this.
Including, and not only because he took money, and you can read about some of the things that are getting cut, including the Cambridge Weekend Backpack Program, but also the state police just like lost a few million bucks.
Yeah.
So the Congress, state Congress is like, whoa, 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 because they vetoed his earlier budget cuts, and now they're trying to jump in and undo these budget cuts.
I don't know if he can do
that. Not a nonprofit. Well, you can, according to this whatever 9C, he can do this. So anyway, brutal or not brutal, Charlie Baker taking a hatchet, a mini hatchet job to the state budget.
Not brutal. Charlie Baker's a goof. I mean, like, he's, whatever, he's fine. But, like, that's a bad, like,
but I mean,
like, when you start cutting the budget and you just start looking at the smallest things to cut, they're like, oh, it's like $100,000 for, like, school lunch.
Well,
like,
yeah, well, that's
give me a break, man.
That's the other
we're
weird thing.
Wasting money somewhere else.
I mean, they are pretty in debt, but, like, because the debt's in, like, the billions, I think, and he's cutting millions or something like that. But whatever. So, yeah, cutting, let me get this queued up here. Yeah, cutting nonprofits, like charity nonprofits, for your agenda.
I don't get it.
Not brutal, you know.
So anyway, but it also gets back to like...
I know it's a cut.
What were people...
The transportation board, because they can't work right.
Yes, the T still isn't broken. It hasn't snowed yet, and the T still
I know what to
work.
Do.
And,
well, because the real thing to do would be to have, say, no more lifetime pensions for getting your lottery job at the T.
But again, I don't understand what people are thinking, expecting... From these so-called populists that they elected, like Donald Trump, Charlie Baker. By the way, this isn't officially brutal or not brutal.
Baker didn't even vote. Didn't he say he didn't vote?
Yeah, he claimed he wasn't going to vote. Yeah. But this is just an aside, but on the related to politics. Two of the most recent appointees to Trump's cabinet would be Linda McMahon for
Linda
small
McMahon.
Businesses. Because she has always been the voice of the small man, the small business.
Yeah, that's accurate.
And Goldman Sachs, draining the swamp.
Yeah, he like literally spent many campaign speeches saying how much, specifically calling out Goldman Sachs for whatever reason, and there you go.
And now let's continue along the line of politics.
You get what you deserve.
On the other side, Antifa, however you pronounce that, but like the hardcore anti-fascist group. That's what Antifa is short for. They're a little bit militant and kind of rub people the wrong way because, for instance, like the most recent one in Montreal. At the Messe des Morts festival.
Ooh.
A band, granted, so a Polish band called Graveland, or Graveland.
Cowcatcher.
Admittedly, they do have National Socialist ties, a.k.a. white supremacists.
Yeah.
So Antifa shows up. They're like, no, we don't want you to play. But then they kind of got violent.
Is this like a
and, like,
festival?
They broke stuff, and the festival had to get canceled.
And they booked both these guys? Like the
No, Antifa is just like
they're just
an
like,
anarchist kind of group. They show up to protest.
Okay.
But the protests often get violent. Like, they wear masks. Like, they're the ones who will be like, hey, there's going to be a Nazi rally. Let's go beat them up with broomsticks.
Don't fight. Don't hit people. Keep your hands to yourself, everybody.
Yeah, because it's just destroying it, ruining it for everybody. Because you should obviously protest.
And where was this show?
And you should be anti-fascist, but this one was in Montreal.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're going to show up and beat people up, that's because you don't agree with them. That's kind of what fascism is.
That's kind of what... Yeah, you're going to lose that fight. So, don't do that.
Yeah. So, for at least this time around, for Antifa, I'm going to say...
Danbury, Connecticut is more brutal.
Yeah, just don't.
Although...
Because the people who get hurt would be like some innocent kid who's just at a show, and then he's going to get whacked with like a bottle or something.
But some good news, some good protest news was in Standing Rock.
Yeah.
And because we played the...
I think Snyder did it, right? Dee Snyder put out a song about Standing Rock.
He put out a song. Randy Blythe showed up with supplies.
And that was it. That
ended. Also, we played that song a few weeks ago from Fathom Farewell, which benefited the Standing Rock protest. And they're also selling t-shirts. And the military veterans showed up in a good show of solidarity. But they had no organization and kind of made a mess of things.
Well, you know.
unfortunately. But yeah, that they brought a lot of good publicity at first when the veterans for Standing Rock showed
totally.
Up.
Totally.
All right.
Yeah, like Glenn, John Glenn. He was like very, just passed away. John Glenn, the astronaut.
Yep.
Was very anti the pipeline.
Exactly. And he,
an astronaut.
Was he actually in Congress? I believe he fought to, basically, they wanted to, I don't know if it was repeal an amendment, but basically make it illegal to protest, burn flags, and things like that. And he's like, no, you can't do that.
No. And you can't get more American than, like, John Glenn.
Yeah, right.
He's, like, a decorated and veteran and an astronaut in space.
Another casualty of 2016.
Yeah.
All right, so... no, let's do Five Finger Death Punch. I don't know if we're going to have any good, brutal things this,
no,
this week.
No, it's just kind of
so
sad.
We didn't get to this, but this happened a while ago. But Five Finger Death Punch did play in Worcester at the DCU Center.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivan Moody, again, he used to be a motor grader, has been fronting Five Finger Death Punch since their inception. He kind of had a mental breakdown, was probably on some booze and some drugs.
Yeah.
And, had a meltdown, and then he blamed it on his mother dying, even though she wasn't dying.
Yep. Confirmed by his family.
Confirmed
members.
By his sister. And apparently his sister and mother have previously filed for restraining orders against this guy because he gets violent. And, again, another reason not to like Five Finger Death Punch.
I guess.
But, basically, he declared on stage that everyone's going to get a refund. And so people try to get refunds. The DCU Center was like, no, you have to talk to the band. We're not refunding anything. This isn't our deal.
Not.
Like, we didn't screw this up. So, say brutal or not brutal?
Not brutal. Really, a lot of not brutal stuff today.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, sad. And I guess he was on stage, too, in New Jersey? And was saying, like, he knew how Kanye West felt.
Yeah.
Exhaustion.
Weird.
Quote unquote exhaustion. Just like, get help, get better.
So, local boy, local hero, Philip Onti stepped in.
Yeah.
Did some shows with Five Finger Death Punch.
I think it's just him for the rest of the tour.
Yeah, I think there's somebody else, but I don't know, whatever.
He had said, whatever, some interview where he said Labonte's just going to close out the rest of the dates.
Okay.
It's like 5 or 6 dates left.
So, there's that. Very positive news. all right, speaking of positive news, the Grammy nominations are out.
Yes.
And for Best Metal Performance.
Baroness, Shock Me.
Baroness, Shock Me.
Well, the winner.
Gojira.
Yeah, that's good.
Silvera.
Mm.
You know they're a French band?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Korn, Rotting in Vain, Megadeth, Dystopia, and Periphery, The Price is Wrong.
No.
So we have like very, cool. very different takes on this. On this pool.
I think that Baroness wins this. Look, who's going to win? I have no idea. But Baroness should win.
Probably
I think
Korn.
That's a great song. But Korn wins, you think?
Have they won before?
I don't think so. They won for Got the Life.
They should have won. They won Best Metal Performance in 2003 for Here to Stay.
Okay.
And they've been nominated a bunch of times. Apparently, was there a best music video for Freak Unleashed? They won, I guess, a Grammy for that in 2000.
That's fine. But these are the technical awards. Because like when Ghost won last year, wasn't it like taped the day before? Like it's not like...
Oh, no. It's not like... Yeah, it's not a huge...
Yeah, I want to see them on stage with like... Whatever. Who's that new Disney lady with the cat ear headphones? Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
I want her to give the award.
She was in that live musical or whatever.
Which one? Like Robin?
The Peter most recent Hairspray.
Oh, what a film.
I love Ariana Grande, by the way. Don't want to admit that on a metal show.
That's fine.
But she was in Scream Queens.
She was?
And it was hilarious. She got killed the first episode, and it was pretty hilarious. Anyway, so I think, we were arguing with this. Well, first of all, the Korn song, Rotting in Vain. Because we were saying that, because you did Korn in metal history at some point.
Yep.
When, what's it called? The Falling Away From Me album Issues came out.
Yep.
And somebody said that when Korn 3... Remember whatever that album is called. They're like, oh, there's a throwback to old school Korn. It really wasn't. Like, people wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So they would kind of say that to make themselves believe that. And it wasn't. But Rotting in Vain sounds like an old school Korn song.
Okay.
It's a good song. It shouldn't win a Grammy.
Is it groove heavy?
Who should win the Grammy is Gojira.
Gojira.
Yeah. Silvera is one hell of a jam.
That is a good song.
And it should absolutely win the Grammy.
It's the kind of song you listen to and you want to, like, punch through drywall. Like, if you just had a bunch
like
of
so
drywall
good. Yeah.
To punch.
It's so melodic and great.
That's good.
May or may not be the top 10 of my personal countdown.
So wow.
Stay tuned
on that.
Everybody's waiting for that one. So I liked Rotting in Vain. I also like The Price is Wrong. Mm. I kind of don't like Periphery, but this song's pretty good. He doesn't do his whiny voice.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds
it's a little gent.
Mid-2000s WWE themes.
Yeah, you were hating on that. I don't understand. But you like the Baroness song.
I do.
I have to admit, here's a hot take for you. I thought Purple... was a pretty boring album.
That's crazy.
I mean, good band, and they went through a lot of crap because they had car accident and everything.
Yes.
Or the van accident. So which that's sucked, and they came back really strong. But I just could not get into it. Came out last December. So here's the thing: it came out last December. I tried to get in the album this entire time, put this song on my countdown. I just couldn't do it. Could not find a song that I could.
It's gonna win. It's gonna win.
It's not gonna win.
It's running away with it.
Maybe I don't know. Whatever. But then I think we can both Dystopia. Agree that Dystopia does not belong.
No, it does.
Get Megadeth. Get Dave Mustaine out of here.
No. I love you, Dave.
Anyway, so are these Grammy nominations brutal or not brutal? I'd say over
brutal, I guess.
We'll say.
Is there like a middle brutal? Middle
brutal.
Like a tween, like
brutal not brutal.
Brutalish.
But I do have to say, I feel like for the Grammys, they've kind of gotten their act together in the last 2 years. Because like last year, they had it was Ghost, Seven Dust.
Yeah.
Some pretty good bands get nominated.
No, I mean like they should. Like you have all year, and you have like all the resources of major networks to be like, hey, do your work, show your work.
And then your boys Metallica are also nominated, of course.
Yeah.
Let me actually, who were the nominations last year? Were oh yeah, August Burns Red, Lamb of God, Seven Dust, Slipknot, and Ghost all got nominated. Which because then you go back to 2015 and Tenacious D won.
Yeah, that's.
And they were nominated with Anthrax, Mastodon, Motorhead, and Slipknot. So like, stupid. Volbeat's been nominated recently. Like, get out of here. Iron Maiden won in 2011.
That's fine.
2014 Black Sabbath, whatever. The good band, like, they should be winning Grammys right now. Judas Priest in 2010.
But these are things where it's like, whoops. So I feel like we blew it through the 80s and 90s, right. And like, here you go.
So I feel like the last 2 years now, they're on a good path.
I'm not going to watch the Grammys.
No, neither am I. And then we'll be talking about trend lists probably next week. And Metal Sucks had all theirs posted. Rolling Stone has their top 20 metal songs, or was it albums?
Top album. 20 metal albums, very controversial.
Very controversial. Revolvers has been out. Decibel leaked their own list because they were sick of their list being leaked before the magazine came out. A whole bunch of metal lists have been out. And
a lot of lists.
Everybody loves Chemist. That'll be my one teaser.
Everybody.
I don't understand why.
Dark Throne.
I mean, Chemist is good, but Dark Throne, good album.
Dark Throne's a good album. Different.
I'll give a plug for one of my favorite albums. Because it's not very conducive to singles, but the new Fallujah disc this year was pretty good. All right, I think that's brutal not brutal, unless you have anything to add.
Not at the moment.
Would you like to play a black metal song?
Yes, I would. So I fell down a rabbit hole last week when we were off the air. I watched the documentary. It came out in 2009 called Until the Light Takes Us, which was a documentary on kind of the origins of that second wave black metal. If your first wave black metal is like Bathory and Venom, second wave is Mayhem, Dark Throne, Burzum,
right?
All your Norwegian bad boys. And it it was a short documentary. When it came out in 2009, I think it was on like one screen. It's completely on YouTube now. Check it out. It's interesting. It was basically two interviews coinciding with each other. It was one with Fenris from Dark Throne and then Varg from Burzum. Two extreme polar opposites of people. Like, Fenris comes off as just like an interesting, smart musician who's like really into his genre of music and kind of all music, and like it's just like a cool, interesting interview. Varg is a white supremacist. Yep. And he's a maniac. And what was an interesting take that both of them kind of had was that black metal, that second wave black metal, was a reaction because it's like 89, 90 with Mayhem. It was just essentially a reaction to commercialized death metal in Norway in particular. And it was kind of like almost like the American grunge movement, yep. Or your DIY punk movement, where they're like, we don't want the production. We don't want the sales. We don't want the success. We want to be like overly emotional. I think it's something that Fenris said, and that comes out in a lot of the Dark Throne songs, especially the first three albums, starting with Blaze in the Northern Sky. Just like super emotional, but then also they want to be like commercially unviable, but then they were commercially viable. Interesting documentary, obviously goes into the crazy church burning period, which we talked about, which was it got swept up in the concept of like, ooh, Satanism and dark metal and so dark, but it was really like white nationalist Varg who just said, I want all these other cultures out of my country, because he's a maniac. He's a bad guy. And he's in jail. Well, not in jail anymore. He's free.
He's free. But he murdered somebody.
Skip over that. Listen to some Dark Throne. They had a new album this year, which is really good. They've kind of changed throughout the years. In the 80s, they were more death metal. Then they became black metal, say 90, with Blaze in the Northern Sky. Today's song for Christmas is To Walk the Infernal Fields.
Is this Fenris?
That is him on the cover. He's in corpse paint. It's very dark. So this is To Walk the Infernal Fields off of Dark Throne's album, Beneath the Funeral Sky, their third of the black metal genre.
All right. And this we'll have it in 1 minute. Stand by. Let's see here. Here we go. Here it is.
We'll be right back. Dark Throne.
Fenris is in studio.
How are you doing?
So that was Dark Throne. That was our black metal song of the week.
Man.
To walk the infernal fields off of Under a Funeral Moon.
They have a new album this year.
They do. Go check it out. So many albums.
Totally different sound.
2015, though, and on the whole, was so much better in terms of music.
Yep.
I have not been a fan of 2016 overall.
Are you sure? I mean, there's a lot of good stuff out there.
I mean, there's good stuff, but it's just not as stacked as 2015 was.
Okay.
And every list you read is always says, oh, this was such a good year for music. But 2016 was not. Anyway, off that tangent, let's talk about some wrestling.
Let's talk about wrestling.
Coming to Melrose today, we have first from 2 to 5 in a pay-per-view sensation beyond wrestling. And then that will be followed up by the Evolve pay-per-view. I don't even know what that event's called. I don't pay attention to Evolve.
I don't either.
But your boys will be there. The gatekeepers
will
be there.
My boys will be there. The gatekeepers,
yeah. But
Blaster.
Here is, let's run down the card for overnight sensation here.
Yep.
Which is going to be at Melrose Memorial Hall. One of the greatest wrestling venue
ever created. A great venue for anything.
Also home of the Melrose Symphony Orchestra. Just had their Holiday Pops concerts. This
beautiful old building.
Yeah.
Like, huge ceilings. Like, just a great venue. Like, I'm glad it's being used for whatever. Because I hate seeing it, like, just
vacant.
Unused. Like, just do stuff there.
So, I don't know how you want to do this. If you want to comment on the matches or just run them all down. But
I think we'll run them down because I don't have a lot to say about.
So, we got the big one for you, Brian Fury versus Donovan Dijak.
New Hampshire's own Brian Fury versus Tewksbury's own Donovan Dijak. It's going to be an absolute bloodbath. And, like, I don't know what the, if it's a storyline match or if it's just like a exhibition match, because Dijak's in Ring of Honor.
Well, it's gonna, and TNA had him, I believe, at one point. One of the many talents they squandered.
They blew it.
You talk about, like, people going down with the ship. Dixie Carter is a maniac. She could have, like, just sold that thing off, taken her money and gone home, let other people deal with it. But she
could have sold it to
Billy Corgan recently.
Billy Corgan wanted to buy it.
Paul Heyman supposedly wanted to buy it, but he wanted to fire all the old guys and build it around. He wanted to keep Kurt Angle, fire everybody, and build it around, like, AJ Styles. And she was like, no, got to keep around, got to keep Sting around.
AJ Styles stinks.
Get out of here. All right. Also today, you can see the Spirit Squad.
Yep.
Kenny and Mikey? Versus what is EYFBO?
No idea.
This is what happens when with these, like, internet-based promotions. It's hard to keep tabs on all storylines and what the acronyms stand for.
Match of the day. Well, matches of the day.
Jonathan Gresham versus Ricochet.
Versus my man Jonathan Gresham, who's going to take Ricochet.
Some
pips
versus some ground game.
Yeah, Ricochet's going to try to do a sick, like, Spanish fly, and Gresham's going to, like, put him in, like, an octopus stretch.
That's because he fought Zack Sabre Jr.
It was amazing. It was a great match. Zack Sabre Jr.
versus Jonathan Gresham last time they came around.
Yeah.
And Ricochet's in that match that everybody got angry about, right?
It was Ricochet and the English kid. I can't think of his name. Yeah. He fought Vader.
That's right. Anyway, also, Chris Hero will be making an appearance in Melrose. He will be taking on John Silver.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Obviously, Chris Hero, the long storied wrestler who was kicked out of WWE by Triple H for being too fat. Then we have AR Fox versus Joey Janela.
Yep.
Jaka of Team Pazuzu and Devastation Corporation fame. Well, what were they called? It wasn't the Flood, the in between group. It was like the expanded Dev Corp. What were they? Maybe I'm making that up.
Man, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But anyway, he's taking on Sean Maluta. Then we got Chuck O'Neill versus Chris Dickinson. Chuck O'Neill, he's another MMA guy, I think, right?
It sounds like it.
Matt Riddle. He's taking on Detective Dan Barry.
Yeah, that's right. That's too damn. Okay. Matt Riddle was on the Ultimate Fighter.
Right. Okay.
And, like, had a couple matches, I think, in the UFC or in WEC.
Where that pretty boy used to be really good. Then he gets UFC
Faber.
And lost. And
wow, he's
losing.
Like 40 now.
He keeps losing and keeps getting title shots. Anyway,
well,
who cares about UFC? UFC blows.
Oh, my God.
All right, Kimberly versus LaFisto. This is going to be one of Kimberly's farewell matches now because she got signed by NXT, which I have a lot of thoughts on. I hate it.
What do you think they're going to do with their character on the big show?
It's going to be bad. Whatever it is, it's going to suck.
Because, like, I've seen a lot of the women's matches, obviously, in WWE, but, like, can't do, like, the violence of,
that's
like,
the thing.
Kimberly
match. Well, so, Kimberly, obviously, she's Princess Kimberly in Chikara, but that's, like, a Chikara-only thing.
Yeah.
She's generally Kimberly in the other promotion.
And it's usually
and
a
heel.
And
her big thing, I don't know if she's a heel or face, but she maybe, but her big thing is, like, she takes,
like,
very
horrible
stiff,
offense. Yeah.
Very stiff offense.
Yeah.
So, she makes it, like, it's, like, a lot of people always complain, like, they would see Kelly Kelly trying to fight Nikki Bella or whatever, and they would barely bounce off the ropes and then, like, fan on a clothesline.
No.
Brutal.
Kimberly takes
you watch
chops
a Kimberly match against a man or a woman, and holy crap. Yeah. She takes a beating. She's like the Sheamus of female of women's wrestling.
She's like Sheamus. That's the thing. Yeah, they wouldn't book her like Sheamus. They'd book her like a little lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
She's taking on Lufisto. And then
that'd be great.
Tag match, Jordynne Grace and Deonna Purrazzo versus Taylor Hendricks and Alexis. Taylor Hendricks out of New Bedford.
That'll be good.
Also, she was on. She had a run on TNA as that fake reality show they did, which gave rise to Joey Ryan and eventually... Who is your boy from the UK that comes out to Madonna?
Grado.
Yeah, Grado.
Grado.
And then also appearing today, Mr. Athletic Jeff Cobb. I have to admit, I have no idea who he is.
No.
And the Hit Squad.
The Hit Squad.
You got to get your dream match of the Hit Squad versus War Machine.
That would be a great match. The ring would collapse.
Yeah, the ring would not be able to hang.
I like
that.
Big wrestlers.
So, the big hosses.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's taking place. Bell time, 2 o'clock at Melrose Memorial Hall. There
tickets
will be tickets
still
at the door.
Available, yeah.
You can get some mean grilled cheese. That grilled cheese truck is not going to be, the food truck won't be there, but there'll be vending inside.
No, it's totally
And then
great.
Hopefully some wrestlers will be showing stuff. Last time we were there, we had a miserable looking Tommaso Ciampa selling merch.
Yeah, he was very upset.
And then it was just like Lufisto and Vader Scott. I don't think anybody else.
No. And Vade is on commentary.
She's on commentary this time.
So
she just left Ring of Honor.
All she did.
Sorts of craziness going on. All right. So yeah, if you're gonna be there, we'll see you there. No ringside standing room this time around. It's all seating.
It's all seating.
All seating this time.
So even if you're ringside, you're in a chair.
Yeah.
That's good. I couldn't see some of the match, like the Zack Sabre Jonathan Gresham match.
Yeah.
Because they're just rolling around the mat and like I'm 5'5", so I couldn't see anything.
So yeah. We'll be there the rest of the day. And then, so we'll be back next week. Probably talk about some year end stuff, some year review stuff with local and national and global metal and punk.
Support your local metal shows.
Support your local shows. Support your local venues. They had a rough year in 2015, a bunch were closing down. I think that was like the majority when they were all going away.
Yeah.
It's been stabilized recently. But yeah, anyway, like we said, street dogs are downsizing with their annual crowd. So like, get out and see some shows. Support your local venues. And yeah, we'll be back next week. And then the week after that is our nice big Christmas show. So that should be great.
It's going to be all songs that I pick.
Yep. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, so we'll be back next week, same time, same place. You've been listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Closing things out with some Astronoid. You can see these guys Tuesday night at Great Scott along with Infinity Shred and Glacier. And we are going to play you their song, Air.
The WCW
from
wrestler.
The album, Air. And here you go. Stay brutal.